Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Do you guys ever get delusional when you make a purchase like a dry erase board where you're like, now I'll become successful? The reason why I wasn't successful beforehand is I just couldn't see my goals written up in the kitchen. So it's gonna be very scary how successful I'm gonna become.
Thursday, May 8th, 2025. It's the wake-up call, and another gorgeous day ahead of us, 87 degrees. Gavin's going to get some lizard time out there just on a rock.
Oh, you're the lizard.
Yeah. How's everybody
Wait,
doing?
Wait, what did you say the temperature's going to go up to?
87.
87.
Perfection.
Scorching.
Okay.
No, scorching. Is 87?
That's too hot.
No. 87's like perfect. Perfect.
I mean, it's perfect for if you want to like be a pool person, but you don't get into your pool, right?
Well, no, it's still too cold for me to get in. The kids will probably do it. But like, I mean, I don't need a pool. I just like being outside in the sun. I love sweating. I love that.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Now that I am a below ground pool person.
We call that pool person. And I'm so glad, by the way, that
right.
you now realize
right.
after years of telling me an above ground pool is a pool. You see, no, it's not. It's a bucket.
No, it was a pool.
It was a big bucket.
But, I'm sorry we're not all billionaires.
Okay? Right. I'm sorry we're not all billionaires, too.
Well, I had to move in. I had to have a romantic excursion to get mine, okay?
I had to take out a loan that I'll pay off for the rest of my life.
Mine seems better. There are so many benefits to an in-ground pool.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just lay in the lounger. Not that I can really lay out. Let's be honest. I still have to wear my rash guard like a baby.
Right.
But I lay in the loungers on the, you guys call it a Cabo deck. We call it the mommy deck because that's where the umbrella is. But then, you know what? When I get too warm, I just literally, like a seal, roll myself.
Yep. Or you just take your...
take your hands and
just... take your flippers and just kind of like... like an elephant seal in San Simeon. And if another one gets too close, you maul it.
Because obviously I can't be a layout of the sun person.
No, you'll catch on fire.
Yeah. So
there's a headline.
Local radio DJ from the Wake Up Crew on
106.7.
Right. The lamp.
She just caught on fire.
She burst into flames.
Yeah.
But so, she looked good doing it.
Right. Yeah. We believe it was a Temu rash guard. That started the fire.
How dare you? It's a Bezos.
There's one thing that else that I wanted to bring up today. And I'm sure that if you're like me, we've all wondered, what's the worst month?
Okay.
Science has found an answer, and we're living in it.
What?
May?
May is the worst month.
Because of allergies.
According to a poll. No, allergies didn't even come up.
What?
This is national, so allergies aren't as bad as they are in Sacramento. But yeah, let's add that to the list. Oh, now, Kevin, you might disagree with this because you don't have kids.
I know where this is going.
This centers around kids. And according to this new poll, the hardest time of the year for a lot of parents is the month of May because it's leading up to summer. 35% said that the end of the school year is harder on them than back to school season is. And around 40% said the same thing about all of the things that culminate in the month of May.
Okay, such as?
Well, at the end of the year, you've got all kinds of stuff for school. You got to make sure projects are done.
There are a lot of school projects in May. That is true.
If you have any teachers that are going to let you retest, you got to make sure you get all that done before the end of the year.
Okay.
But that's not even enough. There's sports. Okay. A lot of sports seasons are going to end in May. Also, a lot of sports seasons are getting ready to start in May.
Like what?
Like soccer, like baseball. I don't know. It doesn't list all that stuff. But it's also the month when people start cramming for summer vacations and summer camps.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And I got to tell you, couldn't agree more.
So you think end of school is worse than beginning of school?
I think so.
Oh, man, not for me.
I think it is. I think that the end of the school year, for all the reasons that I just listed, and as if that wasn't bad enough, my kid's school also decides, you know what? Spirit Week.
Oh, your kids do. Your kid's school goes pretty hard the paint for Spirit Week.
Not even the last week. They're doing it like right now. Well, I mean, May has Teacher Appreciation Week. And you're not going to get me to crap on Teacher Appreciation Week.
Why would anybody crap on that?
I mean, some people just don't do it.
They don't do anything.
They just ignore it.
Okay, ignoring it and crapping on it feel very different.
So then there's that, you know, and your teachers have different days. And if you're a good parent, you know, you get your kids' teachers' stuff to appreciate them. But then
let's not say if you're a good parent.
I'll say
it. I don't even know when teacher appreciation.
Go get them a tart. It's right now.
For everybody?
Yes.
I don't feel like I saw that on our flyer.
Go get them a Target gift card, something like that. Cost $5. Starbucks gift card. But anyway, though, then right after that, it's Spirit Week. Dress like a rainbow day. You know, come as your favorite frog.
Yeah. I don't know. Your kids' spirit days are... They do seem really hard to pull off.
Christmas time is the same thing. Come as a gift. What the hell does that mean?
Well, you put a bow on you.
Put a bow on you.
Yeah, easy peasy.
I guess I just think I agree with this poll, and you don't. What's worse? What's the worst month for you?
September.
Why?
Well, people are just back to school. But generally, I feel that I haven't like fully prepared or gotten back in the routine of back to school. So that throws me off. Also, I like when my kids are home during summer break.
Ugh.
So then I'm like kind of bummed out that they're back at school. And then there's a bunch of like birthdays for my kids. Two of them have birthdays in September. So it's all like culminating at the same time and like they're back at school. So I'm sad.
So that's okay. So then you're the total opposite of me because not only my kids being home in the summertime stress me out, but it's also, it's the opposite for birthdays and stuff like that. Mm. May is also the kickoff of birthday season for my family, and we got to prepare for that. Plus, there's Mother's Day. And then right after that, there's Father's Day. Then right after that, there's my wife's birthday. Then right after that, it's our anniversary. It's like a nonstop avalanche of occasions.
Yeah, mine is the opposite. Mine's the beginning of the school year, all that happens.
So, Kevin, as somebody without kids, what do you think the worst month is?
The worst month is probably tax season for me.
April?
April, yeah. There's April Fool's. You have to do taxes, and then spring is happening. Allergies are attacking.
Is April Fool's really stressing you
right
out?
Is that really something
you got to be on your toes for April Fool's. I don't know how your friends...
Because you never know.
My friends always prank me on April Fool's, and it's kind of stressful.
I did not know.
You need better friends.
That you were so triggered by April Fool's. I've known you a long time.
I'm very gullible. If someone says they're pregnant, I will congratulate you and get you a gift.
Okay. And that's, they do that to you?
Every year I fall for it. All right.
Every year. I hope it's the same person that does it over and over.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting. Parents, if you're in the Gavin camp, may God be with you. If you're in the Katie camp, you got a whole other year, or a half a year to look forward to.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So we're calling somebody who works at Jamba Juice, and they are currently hiring for a position. So I am going to be calling as Shannon Decanter, who is Sacramento's worst psychic, to tell them I saw the job listing, and I'm calling just to let you know you've already offered me the job, and I accept. Hear it all go down.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thank you for calling Jamba Juice. This is Lisa.
I knew that your name was Lisa. My name is Shannon Decanter. I'm your new employee. And I just wanted to know when you would like me to come in for my fitting for a uniform.
I actually haven't hired anyone. Are you referring to the interview on the job posting? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, the one. I saw it on the internet. I am just calling to let you know that I'm excited to start working at your company. I love juice and I love Jambas. So I'm looking forward to coming in and being a member of your team.
Oh, well, we would love to have you come interview for us. Have you filled out the online application and sent in your resume? We had a link for you to do that.
No, Lisa, there's no need for that. I haven't informed you yet. I apologize. That's on me. I am a psychic. By trade, I am a psychic. So I already know, though, that you've offered me this job.
Well,
so I accept the position. So thank you very much.
That's not our policy. We're corporate, so we have to go through a certain protocol with this.
Of course.
I'd be happy to have you interview, but no, I'm not able to just give people the job without that process.
Clearly, this is a very esteemed profession. I am saying I just know I've seen the future, and this encounter, what we're doing right now, has already yielded me the position.
You're saying that you're a psychic and you know this is going to happen?
This is the future.
It has happened? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we don't work that way. I'd be happy. I can actually send you the link right now if you'd like to begin the process of that, but I can't.
But it's a formality. Is that what you're about to say? It's purely a formality?
Yeah, it all is.
Yes.
it's all our protocol. Listen, I actually am at the business right now.
So I know. I knew that. I know.
That okay. I'm gonna go ahead and jot down your number and maybe your email, and I can send you the link for the application process to apply for an interview.
This is wonderful. An interview unnecessary, as I've said before, because the job is mine. I'll go and fill out the silly online application, though, just for the pomp and circumstance of the whole thing. But in the meantime, why don't you just take down my measurements, okay? I'm a size small in polo.
Could you just let me know, first of all, do you have any experience? Like, have you ever worked at a juice company or a coffee company or anything in food and beverage?
No, but what I did do once was I did a reading for somebody who was drinking juice at the time. And the experience of that made me feel like I am more than equipped to Jamba Juice.
Wow. Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's not enough experience for us. You need to have had least... All right. I'm going to go. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
If you'd like to fill out the application,
Yes. Please
do. It's on our website. I don't know what else to tell you, but I don't have time for this.
Okay. So I will be on the lookout for my application. Wink, wink. Last name Decanter. First name Shannon.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon, for calling.
Of course, boss. Yes.
Okay.
And one more thing before I get going, none of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam, and I'm so sorry.
That was rough. That was rough. I'm not going to lie. Wow, I'm really glad that's not a real person.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I've been told that this is the theme song to The Bachelor. I don't know.
I'm not part of Bachelor Nation.
We are not Bachelor Nation here, but I do have a story involving Bachelor Nation that Bachelor Nation might be like, old news, we knew about this. But this part is not old news. So there was a bachelor on the show. And if anybody is in Bachelor Nation, if I'm getting any of this wrong, please tell me. Clayton Eckerd. He was the bachelor for a season. And Clayton Eckerd was accused by a woman named Laura Owens, who lives in Arizona and describes herself as a podcaster. Red flag.
Okay.
And she says that Clayton Eckerd got her pregnant with twins, and that they are his, and he owes all kinds of money. Well, that woman was just indicted for accusations of lying about that, and Clayton Eckerd actually read the indictment aloud to, I don't know, I was giving a speech or something, but here's audio from that.
Today, as of like, I think 20 minutes ago, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell has announced the indictment of Laura Michelle Owens on felony charges related to the paternity scheme. One count of fraudulent schemes, a class 2 felony, one count of forgery, a class 4 felony, four counts of perjury, a class 4 felony, and one count of tampering with physical evidence, a class 6 felony. This nightmare is over. I am so ready to not have to think about this anymore. I want to say thank you to Rachel Mitchell and the investigators for serving up justice.
I mean, those are some serious charges, and it's all lying over this pregnancy. And I might be wrong about this. I don't think I knew or know of any other situations where a woman lied about a pregnancy or lied about paternity and then got indicted for it.
I certainly haven't, but oftentimes there is some sort of legal precedent for one case or another. So there probably is, but okay, there's so much. The fact that she said, I'm pregnant with twins.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that.
Why?
I know that people have twins, but it's like, okay, not only did you get me pregnant, you got me pregnant with twins, and now you have to pay double.
Right.
Like, there's...
So the accusations started in 2023. So these kids probably have been born. So there probably were twins.
No, Gavin, I don't think there were any kids.
Oh, she never had them?
No, she took a fake ultrasound.
Yeah, too. She falsified everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Even worse.
I don't believe that there...
I thought it was just the paternity of the whole thing.
No, because, I mean, just saying to somebody, I think that you're the father of these babies, isn't a crime. I mean, and the guy could just take a paternity test and be like, nope.
Yeah.
It's that she convinced him that she was pregnant. And Kevin, do I have all this right?
Yeah.
And falsified. That's where the falsification of documents and everything
And she threatened to take it to the press.
Yeah.
She kind of like blackmailed him into like paying her for stuff.
Yeah. There are no kids.
Wow.
And she even fabricated a pregnancy video.
I love that this woman is getting indicted.
Yeah, of course.
I love it. And maybe it's not as common as I thought it was, but I know a couple people that have had women try to do this.
I don't know anybody.
And it's awful. It's despicable.
Well, of course it is.
An absolutely terrible thing to do. And like to know now that there's like at least very public legal precedent for it.
But see, here's the thing. Simply saying to somebody, I guess if you're not pregnant at all, still doesn't seem like a crime. But simply saying to somebody, I'm pregnant and it's yours,
mm-hmm.
isn't what she did. And I don't think that you could bring somebody up on charges for just doing that.
If they're actually pregnant.
I mean, I think even if they're not pregnant.
I mean, if you know for a fact that that person's not the father, how could you? It seems like there should be something there.
Well, how could you know for a fact?
If sex never happened.
Oh, well, then in that case, he knows he's not the father, too.
Well, that's exactly what
no,
Clayton
Eckert... No, they definitely had sex.
No, he said that they didn't. He said that they did everything but have sex. That's what he said.
Okay.
That's how he knew that there was zero chance that this was true.
Well, then she was playing a very interesting long game and not playing it well.
No.
Because I suppose you technically could get pregnant doing other things, but it ain't going to be easy and you're probably not getting twins.
Right. Yeah. And definitely not going to get some money out of that. So anyway, I thought that story was pretty interesting and pretty crazy for somebody who knows people that have had this happen to them. It's kind of satisfying to see somebody actually get indicted on lots of very serious charges. And maybe it'll prevent people from thinking twice, or not prevent them, but get them to think twice before doing this.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to play audio of a story for you guys. It's not often that a fear that Katie has, which some would say is unfounded, results in true love.
Oh.
But that is exactly what happened for a man in Michigan. Listen to this story, and I will say that if you have the fear that Katie has of quicksand,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get triggered by this.
Mitchell O'Brien trapped not quite in quicksand, authorities say, but a mix of sand and muck. He says he was out searching for rocks at a beach on Michigan's northwest coast when suddenly he hit a soft spot in the sand and got stuck. His friend Bree Ziga was there with him.
I thought we needed help instantly, but he was very good at reassuring that he would get out of there and that he was okay.
After 15 minutes to no avail, Mitchell still stuck up to his waist.
The sand was just getting put back almost faster than I could get it out of the way.
To me, those moments were terrifying.
So right off the bat with this story, it's Katie's worst nightmare. It's actually everybody's worst nightmare, okay, but Katie thinks about it actively.
Well, I thought quicksand was a myth. I was fine until I learned that it is not,
right.
And that it can be anywhere.
How does this end in true love? Well, listen.
Honestly, just to see somebody you care about in a situation.
The pair eventually decided to call 911 for help.
He's now got his foot stuck in the muck. Cannot get himself out. About 5 feet out.
And that's when this action movie turned into a romance.
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
2 years of this guy being my best friend and just trying to hide everything, how I felt, and then he tried to die on me. And becomes my boyfriend in the middle of it.
My girlfriend, and at the same time, she's going, my boyfriend, and then they both go,
and then hard eyes.
Yes!
Oh my God.
What a story!
It is interesting that they both went, we'll both call 911 together.
Right. Well, I've never really had a situation, thank God, knock on wood, where I've had to double up on 911.
Well, I guess, but you've never been sinking in the sand.
That's true.
Quickly. What a meet cute.
It is. Yeah. They've known each other for 2 years.
The problem is now, if they get married, there has to be so many sand puns.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be on
sand
the
art.
Sand, oh, yeah.
You layer, I layer, you layer, yep.
Their invitation will have two sets of footprints.
Oh, my God.
And then it's going to be, they're going to get a dog. They're going to name it Sandy. And it's going to be like, oh, my God, we get it, you guys.
Their vows will have references to the grains of sand of time.
Yep.
Yeah, that will rapidly become insufferable. But before that happens, though,
I will
this
say,
is great.
We should have known that they were right for each other, because imagine if I said to you, hey, want to go find some rocks?
Right.
Huh?
No, the answer
is unless you're a geologist,
because
I can't imagine the beds of Michigan being plentiful with rocks that are just really rare.
Or even pretty.
Or even pretty.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, Bree, what are you doing today? Nothing. Just going to hang out and, you know, watch Hulu. He goes, it's a great day out. Let's go rocking.
We're going to go rock hunting.
Yeah, rock hunting. She said, you said rock climbing?
Rock hunting.
And so
get your waders.
So where, I don't understand. Are you saying, you're saying hunting, but yeah. Are you saying we're just, it's picking them up, right?
Down in the muck.
Okay. It doesn't. And then she like turns to her roommate. She's like, Carly, this seems so stupid, but I like him so much. Like, I don't want to say no. And Carly's like, just go. Like,
just go.
You got nothing else to do.
And it definitely was his idea.
For sure.
Rock hunting's a boy thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
But look. Look.
And now look.
And they're in love.
Wow.
So good.
So,
Kevin.
Why?
You should bring one of your female friends.
Not in love with any of my best friends.
Well, I don't think. Well, that's rude.
What? How's that rude?
You're not in love with us?
I mean, like that. Like, I mean, like sexually love.
We want you to sexually love
you
us.
You guys can't handle my sexual love.
Try us.
No, you don't want to try it, because once you try it, you won't go back. I'm sorry.
You know that expression.
It has happened a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
So they, okay, what is the...
So what happens to these
because
girls?
Because it seems like they don't come back.
They, I don't allow them to come back.
I see. Okay, you're a hit it and quit it kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot their name.
Wow.
That was very rude.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Kevin. Well, that was rude. It was just a rude way to talk to us.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fine.
It's fine. I don't want to go rocking.
If I was stuck in a mud thingy, I would want to be stuck with you guys.
I'll have you know that if I ever have to call 911 for any situation, I will refer to you as my boyfriend.
Don't. That's mean.
I'd be like, my boyfriend is stuck in the muck.
Then what if he said coworker at the same time? You guys could never come back from that.
That actually, could you imagine if that happened with this situation with the quicksand guy and Bree?
Oh.
Where he calls her his girlfriend and she's like, my friend.
Oh.
My very platonic friend is stuck
in the
friend
zone. Oh, God.
They'd be like, you know what? No, never mind.
Never mind. Let me sink.
Let me sink.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cucky?
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
All right, it's time to saddle up and ride into the sunset for Are You Smarter Than Katie? All right, partner. Here we go. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations, you're caller 17, and you get to play Katie in Are You Smarter Than Katie? A battle of wits to the death. For a jackpot today of $80. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, Sandra, here we go. Question one. The Weeknd has a new movie coming out called Hurry Up Tomorrow, and it was written by him, too. He said the movie is inspired by his sleep paralysis, where he wakes up to a nightmare and he cannot move. Sleep paralysis is absolutely terrifying, by the way. Spell the word paralysis.
P-A-R-A-L-Y-S-I-S.
Question two. Tom Brady said that the biggest parenting mistake he ever made was doing that Tom Brady roast. His kids told him that it was mortifying to watch, and they didn't even understand why he did it. I think they speak for all of us. We don't understand why he did it. He said that it felt like a stake in the heart. How many kids does Tom Brady have? Two, three, or four?
I would say that's a good one. Four.
Okay. Question three. The Golden Globes announced that they're adding a new category, and it won't be for movies or TV. It's going to be for podcasting. Starting next year, they will award Best Podcast to the winner from six nominees from the top 25 podcasts. Which is not a real top 25 podcast? Rotten Mango, Morbid, or Workable Work?
I'll say Mango.
Question four. Weight Watchers has filed for bankruptcy again. This time, it's to restructure their $1.15 billion in debt. They say that this will not impact their users, however. What celebrity is one of the owners of Weight Watchers?
I say Oprah.
Question five. Liam Payne died without a will. His estate is worth $32 million, and it was just decided by the court who will get it. Half of it will go to his partner and their child, and the other half will go to his lawyer and agent, which is the same person, by the way. How much do each of them get?
Oh, how much was the estate again?
$32 million.
$16 million each.
All righty, Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Sandra, what do you do for a living? What are we doing?
Working in a law office for estate planning.
You work? Oh, how funny. Oh, my God.
Wait, what'd she say?
She worked. Well, you'll find out why it's funny after you hear the last question.
Oh, okay.
But she works in a law office for estate planning. Well, isn't that a cautionary tale? You should tell your bosses. Or are you the boss?
No, I'm the receptionist.
No, you sound like a boss to me.
Yeah, that means...
And you know what? That means you are the boss.
Yeah, if you're the receptionist, yeah, you run that place.
Yeah.
All right, Sandra, stay on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. The Weeknd has a new movie coming out called Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's like, it's hard to follow. It's like a companion piece to his album, but it's a thriller. I don't know. Jenna Ortega's in it. But he said that the movie, which he wrote, is inspired by his sleep paralysis.
Oh, my God.
Where you wake up to a nightmare and you cannot move. Have you ever seen anything about sleep paralysis?
I mean, I know of it.
It's terrifying. One of the scariest movies I ever saw is a documentary called The Nightmare. And it's all about people with sleep paralysis. It's so scary. Spell the word paralysis.
Okay. P-A-R... L-Y-S-I-S, paralysis.
Took a bit, but we got there. That is correct. Question two. Tom Brady said that the biggest parenting mistake he ever made was doing that Tom Brady roast.
Okay.
His kids told him after he did it that it was mortifying for them to watch, and they don't even know why he did it. How many kids?
I don't know why he was letting them watch it.
I mean, they're teenagers. I mean, they probably
are they?
Yeah, they're teenagers.
Okay.
How many kids does Tom Brady have? Two, three, or four?
Three.
He has three kids. That's correct. Question three. This is so stupid. The Golden Globes are adding a new category, and it's going to be for podcasting. They starting next year.
Why is that stupid?
Podcasts, in my opinion, barely deserve an award. But your movies and TV.
Well, that's okay. I'll give you that. I don't think that podcasts barely deserve an award. But you're right. It's movies and TV.
Just picture a world where Theo Vaughn accepts a Golden Globe.
Well, okay, but Theo Vaughn isn't the only person that has a podcast.
There are some
absolutely brilliant podcasters that spend, I mean, a life's work putting stuff together for us to listen to for free.
I know. Starting next year, though, they're going to award it out of six nominees from the top 25 podcasts. But which of the following is not a real top 25 podcast?
Okay.
Rotten Mango.
Okay.
Morbid or Workable Work?
I know Morbid is. Let's go with Workable Work.
That is correct.
Rotten Mango sounds like Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know what it's about.
Oh, okay.
Question four.
Maybe it's for foreign films.
I think it's just for mangoes.
Gavin.
Just talking about
mangoes. Talking about them or to be listened by?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to leave the house and you've got your mangoes sitting out in a bowl.
Don't worry.
Alexa, play Rotten Mangoes for my Rotten Mangoes.
You just turned on everybody's Alexa.
Yeah. Question four. Weight Watchers is filing for bankruptcy again.
Oh.
They're going to restructure their $1.15 billion in debt.
Ugh.
What celebrity is one of the owners of Weight Watchers?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah. Yeah. Oprah, what Greeks say to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Oprah!
Yep. Question five. Liam Payne died without a will.
Okay.
This is why it's so funny that Sandra works at an estate planning.
Okay.
His estate is worth $32 million, and the court decided who will get it. It's going to go to his partner and their child.
Okay.
And the other half is going to go to his lawyer / agent.
Okay.
How much do each of them get?
Oh, wait. How much was there?
$32 million.
Mm.
3 seconds.
17 million. 17,500,000.
No. Oh. 17,502,000.
I go in the wrong direction.
$16 million is the answer. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got three. Katie got four. Katie wins. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 of jackpot tomorrow. But if your job is anything like this contest, you ran this bitch.
Gavin.
Thank you.
You're
Don't
welcome.
Speak to her like that.
What is it that you want to tell us, Sandra?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, you're not. Not today. Not today. But thank you so much for playing.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, I don't know where this debate started. And frankly, I don't think I want to know. But everybody's debating if 100 men fought one gorilla, who would win?
We're talking a silverback gorilla, right?
A silverback gorilla.
Okay.
This is what we do. This is what we do in our society. And as far as most polls that I've seen, it looks like 2/3 of the people involved in these polls say gorilla.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With 1/3 saying the 100 men would win.
And I can only assume the people saying 100 men would win are men.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, most people even doing this debate are men.
Well, that's true. I think it started. Yeah.
So I'm guessing by your responses, both of you are in the gorilla camp?
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you know how strong a silverback gorilla is?
I actually have the statistics. They are 4 to 5 times stronger than a human man.
Okay.
Right.
They average around 550 pounds. They stand about 5'6", so short kings. Wow. but they might be squatty and short, but they be mighty.
Right.
Yes.
Explain why you think gorillas, besides just the size, is that the only thing you're thinking of?
No.
Because I say it's 100 men.
No oh, way.
Why?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
Because to me, it's not their size, it's their strength.
Yeah.
And it is their willingness to do whatever is needed. That's an animal instinct that men don't have. You saw a gorilla beat another gorilla to death
right.
as a child
it's
at
true.
A zoo.
At okay? the Philadelphia Zoo, I saw it.
Okay.
Big John the gorilla.
So not every human and most humans don't have the same killer instinct that a gorilla does. That's number one. Number two, you would need some of these 100 men are not strong. Some of them are Kevin. No offense.
Oh my okay? God. I'm on your side.
I know that. I'm making a point. So you're thinking that all of these 100 men are as strong as a strong man.
No. For me, it's not about the strength for men either. It's our brains. Yeah. That's why I think that the 100 men would win. And by the way, you can call or text us if you wanted to hop in on this debate. 916-909-1065. It's because humans are smarter than gorillas. We just are. We can work together. In theory, we can...
Right. I was going to say, what if all of these 100 men are from a state where you think everybody there is a dum-dum?
Well, listen, if
like, they're all from Arkansas.
Right, but if it's me, if it's one me and 99 Arkansasians,
okay.
or whatever they call themselves, and then there's a gorilla snarling at us, I'm willing to look past some of their shortcomings.
Okay, well, I'm saying their shortcoming in your mind is their mind.
I know. Okay. We're just smarter than a gorilla. And two, there's 100 of us.
I know, which means you'd get in each other's way.
Right.
Here's another reason. They're going to be... First of all, you already have a bunch of men that believe that they could beat up a gorilla.
Good. You go first while the rest of us jump on its back.
Oh, so who's going to be the leader? Because you're all a bunch of alpha males now.
You said we weren't. You said some of them are Kevin.
No.
Wow, I'm an alpha
That's
male.
True. Okay, you're right. You're right. So, but some of them are going to be alpha males. So they're the ones that are going to decide that, hey, you know what? I've got the best idea.
Let's say I'm telling beta Kevin, okay?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Stand there and zigzag at him, okay?
Okay.
And then another alpha male is going, no, beta Kevin, don't zigzag at him.
Right.
I'm gonna go at him full force. You jump on his back. No, I said zigzag. I said jump on his back. We're going to go back and forth until the gorilla kills one of us.
Right.
And then there's only one left. Here, let's go to text messages coming into 909-1065 as we jump on the viral debate. Who could win in a fight, 100 men or one gorilla? By the way, we have the definitive answer according to science coming up. We'll play that at the end, okay? Somebody else said, I'm going with the men. So, okay, so you two say gorilla.
Yeah.
Based on size, based on strength. Okay. And I said, yes, that's true. A man is not going to, in theory, bite another man's face off.
Correct.
But a gorilla, and gorillas have fangs too, I think.
Okay.
All right. So this is what science has to say about it.
Well, it's a very interesting question, and it's been super fun to see how much it has engaged people on the internet. I talk about gorillas all day long, so I love that other people are talking about them as well. I don't think there's a definitive answer, but I have to say that I would be on the side of the humans in this case. Mm-hmm. Gorillas come to this with, you know, a ton of power, all that upper body strength. You can see them here kind of just smashing people right and left. They've got incredible jaw strength, but I think the sheer number of humans that they would be up against and the fact that humans could hopefully coordinate their behavior, tag team, take a little bit of a rest while the gorilla would just be going full steam the whole time, would really put the advantage in for the humans.
I didn't even think about just the endurance of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, humans can take rest. They can sit it out. They can, you know.
How do you choose which one of you guys gets to rest and which one has to keep fighting the gorilla? How do you even decide which one is the first one to go punch the gorilla?
I got a feeling that Kevin gets to rest first.
So bad. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now, I found this list of common skills that boomers are shocked that Gen Z doesn't have. And we're not talking about millennials. We're talking about Gen Z. But I feel like we could still kind of apply some of these to us, because some of these I refuse to believe that Gen Z doesn't know how to do.
Okay.
First one on here. This one I get.
Okay.
They're shocked that they don't know how to read a map or figure out directions unless you have something telling you exactly where to go.
Okay.
I believe that one. Yeah. Kevin, do you think you can read a map?
I can read a map.
Yeah.
I used to use MapQuest.
But MapQuest was like the first thing.
It just gave you instructions.
Yeah.
Like you weren't reading the map. You weren't seeing a map.
I could read a map.
Okay.
North, south, east, west.
That's half the battle
right
there. Number two on here. How to address a piece of mail.
Oh.
Address, like write the name and stuff.
Yeah. Oh. What goes on the front of an envelope?
Your return address at the top corner, the stamp, and then the mailing address.
And what goes on the mailing address? Name,
first name, last name, house number, address, city, and then stamp.
Okay. Kevin, you're doing great.
What? Is this a test on me?
Not necessarily.
Well, okay.
How to unclog a toilet?
No.
That's the first
Gen
one on
Z doesn't know how to unclog a toilet?
How do you not know how to unclog a toilet?
It's so easy.
It's so easy. In fact,
it's very self-explanatory, too.
It's only gotten easier
also,
as plunger
like, you
technology.
You see it in movies and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Like, how do you not guys not know how to do that? This one, I refuse to believe.
Okay.
This how to tell a clock time on a clock with hands.
Okay.
It does seem like that's something you just learn in elementary school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like writing cursive.
Right.
That I understand. They've pretty much gotten rid of writing cursive.
Like, and you know what's so funny? Some people, and it's usually of an older generation, are so upset about that.
I know.
And it's like, can you tell me why?
Why did we need to make our letters go, ooh?
Right. Like, it's so much harder to read.
Why was that so important?
Great question. I don't know. How to type on an actual keyboard. Now, this one, I am going to back boomers up on. We're talking about things that boomers are shocked that Gen Z doesn't know how to do. Now, my son does know how to type on a keyboard.
Okay.
But he doesn't. He uses the voice to text thing for effing everything.
What about his schoolwork?
On his schoolwork, that's different. But like, if he needs to Google something, he doesn't do it on his school laptop. He grabs his phone and he hits the microphone and he's like, you know, how far is it from Sacramento to Chicago?
That would drive me crazy. I'd be like, you're not allowed to do that.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
How to mend or sew clothing. I don't know how to do that either.
I almost don't believe you.
I could probably figure it out.
Of course you could.
Like, if we were on the frontier and one of us needed stitches, I could figure it out.
Okay, that, I'm not even talking about that.
Well, it's the same thing.
Could you put a button on something?
Are you kidding us?
Hold on. I probably could. Now, would you say I did it right or I did it perfect? No. Probably not.
It is so...
Isn't it just a matter of, like, going in and out of the holes a whole bunch of times?
You have to do it a different... crisscross and
yeah,
then
you
over.
Yeah.
See, I probably would have figured it out, but you
like,
guys would say
you
I
would know
do
that
it.
If you ripped a piece of clothing,
mm-hmm.
would you know that you when you sew it, you need to turn it inside out first so that the seam goes on the inside when you turn it right back out?
I would not have known that. No. Huh. No.
Makes you seem so dumb.
Well, this next one is going to make you feel dumb, and I know how to do this one. It's how to cook.
Okay.
Wow.
Somebody does know how to cook.
No,
wow.
I do know how to cook.
It's
it turns
a decision.
It turns out I was cooking for people that just hated my food.
You don't preheat ovens.
And everybody's doing great.
Listen, this is only half the list. Do you want to run over the rest of the list next?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and finish this up.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
left off, we were halfway through a list of things that boomers can't believe the Gen Z doesn't know how to do or don't know how to do. It's not necessarily a super accurate list. I'm not sure where they got these notions from, because it's like, obviously some people can do some things and some people can't. But we're going to continue this because we're finding out now that it is rather shocking that us millennials don't even know how to do some of these things. Here's the next one on here. How to do basic handyman skills, such as replace. This is where I throw the red flag. You want to talk about simple handyman skills? Fine. I feel like I know how to do some of those. These I don't consider simple, such as replacing an outlet. Are you, what am I, an electrician?
I can't do that.
Right.
It's, as long as you turn the power off, it's really simple.
Changing a light fixture.
I could do that. Like, no, a light bulb?
No, changing a light fixture.
Depending on the size.
Yeah, if it's a chandelier, that's fine.
And this one I can do. Installing a shelf on the wall. I can do that one.
But that I find harder.
Well, you just get a level.
No, it's not. It's not you that part. It's like, yeah, finding the stud.
Find the stud.
Yeah.
And then you measure it, and then you get a level to make sure it's straight. It's just that to me, that's easy. It's when you're like getting wires and I've turned the electricity off. Are you kidding me? This one, I'm sure you don't know how to do this. You know, I know how to do this. I wonder if Kevin does. How to write a check.
I know how to write a check. I've written plenty of checks.
You do?
Yes. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Okay. Okay. You do know how to write checks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You have to write out the amount in words.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then make sure to put 0 out of 100 at the end, so they don't like jip you off or something.
Okay. All right. He knows.
I know.
Okay.
I write checks all the time.
How to use a manual can opener? Are there people who don't know how to do that?
I feel like there are people that like really, for some reason, it just escapes them.
Right.
But I can't use those anymore, though. I'm scarred for life.
You're scarred?
I cut myself opening it up. Now I just use the metal thing to lift it up.
Okay.
No more.
I do.
You're so brave.
I do want to say that the success rate of a manual can opener seems to be very low. Like, I haven't been to many houses where I've used other people besides my own manual can opener, and it has worked flawlessly on the very first try.
Well, I mean,
not even my own. And maybe
a little braggy.
I don't know if they get old or what, but anyway.
I feel like some of them are just different. Like, they don't like some hook to the side of the can, and then some you go just straight down the can.
And regardless, you're going to cut yourself, like Kevin said.
I don't cut myself. I don't.
How about this one? Drive stick shift.
I know how to do that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to drive stick shift? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do too.
I haven't in a long time.
But you could do it.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just recently like remembered that you have to put the clutch in.
Yeah.
When you change gears. Like, I was just thinking about it the other day and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually love driving stick shift. I kind of miss it.
Men say that. I don't know why.
I don't like it.
It sounds Kevin, you have a car that will drive itself.
I know.
And you're saying you like a stick shift?
I did. I did like driving a stick shift. I mean, I would. You get sick of it.
I absolutely hated it
all the time. But I mean, it's kind of fun. Although when I first moved out here, my car was a stick shift. And I avoided going to San Francisco for like 2 years while I had that car, because I'm like, I'm not going to deal with those hills.
I've done
stick shift.
And it is not easy.
Last one on here. And this is like, boomers, come on. This is like cursive all over again. Gen Z just doesn't know how to read Roman numerals. Who cares? Yeah. Why? Because they don't know what Super Bowl we're on?
I was just going to say, the only thing that, the only time that Roman numerals seem to come up in everyday society is the Super Bowl.
Right. It's like, boomers, get a grip. You don't need to know that anymore. We've stopped writing numbers with letters. Think about how insane that is. It's just as crazy as making letters go, ooh, with cursive. So anyway, if there's anything that you want to add to this, text it in 916-909-1065.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're going to be talking about Martha Stewart here, and she was on the Seth Meyers show doing an interview, and I'm not sure how it comes up, but she reveals the one dinner dish that she was served and offered and she refused to eat. And when you hear what it is, you're going to be as shocked and as outraged as me and Katie. Here's the clip.
I have been to a raccoon and chicken supper once.
You really went?
Yeah,
I did. Did you try the raccoon?
No.
Okay.
But everybody else did.
Everybody else did? Yeah. They seem happy with it?
Yeah, they loved it.
And you still wouldn't try it?
No, I don't like to eat rare things.
Yeah. You know? I mean, raccoons aren't that rare. They're...
They're rare on the table.
Oh, they're rare. Oh, I see what you mean.
Raccoon.
Oh.
Somebody served raccoon.
I think anybody that knows us knows how hard this hit us.
Right.
I think the greater Sacramento area knows, if not the state and the world, that there are no three people. Kevin, I mean, he kind of likes raccoons, but he doesn't love them like we do.
Mm-hmm.
We are advocates for making raccoons pets.
Yes.
And we draw a hard line. And you know what? Cancel me for saying this if you want.
Uh-oh.
Nobody should be allowed to eat raccoon.
There you go.
Okay?
I'll
die on this hill. I will die on this hill.
That's a brave stance to take, Katie.
You shouldn't be allowed to eat anything if you can hold its hand.
What a great rule.
Right?
If you can hold its hand, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Can't you hold a pig's hand?
It's a hoof.
It's a hoof.
Yeah.
And it can't hold your hand back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and we don't eat little pigs. We eat big hogs.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with changing. That's branding right there, by the way. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to slaughter the hog as opposed to we're going to slaughter
a
the
little
pig.
Piggy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And I don't just agree with you on this because it's like, so over Easter, it was the first time I ever made lamb. And my daughter, who's only 6 years old, so she's not trying to impress anybody or she didn't see this on TikTok or anything like that. When she asked what it was, I said, it's lamb. And she goes, lamb? Like the baby? That's a baby. And I said, well, yeah, it is. And then she goes, why didn't they kill the parents? Or why didn't they kill the teenagers? Why'd they kill the baby? And she went around at Easter and politicked, tried to get people to not eat the lamb because it was a baby.
Now, I will say lamb does not fall into the parameters that we have set forth here.
It doesn't.
I mean, you can't hold a lamb's hand.
That's true.
So.
Right.
But think about like.
And it was delicious. I will have to say it was really good.
Yeah, it tastes good. Think about like you wouldn't eat an otter.
No.
Has a hand.
Never.
Has a hand.
You wouldn't eat a monkey.
Nope.
Nope.
I mean, the hand rule's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
Somebody texted in, by the way, you can't hold a dog's hand. Disagree.
Yeah, you can.
I've held a dog's paw.
My dog does hand.
Right.
Yeah, that's another good point. If you can
give
train
me
it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, train it. You can't eat it.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, you can't train a cow, can you?
I don't
train
it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. I don't think are there. I don't think there's a lot of people out there training cows. No, I don't think so. So you know, I feel like this is just a good rule to have.
Okay.
And listen, we're not PETA. This is just one area we draw the line. The hand rule, which is birthed out of people eating raccoon. And here's the other thing: if you're eating raccoon, you're trash.
Okay, I was going to say, where exactly are you getting the raccoon?
Right.
Are you going to the butcher? I don't think so.
You're not.
I think that's roadkill.
You're catching them out of the sewers and dumpsters.
Right.
That's disgusting. You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You're practically eating roadkill.
And to pair also raccoon with chicken?
Right.
Come on.
Somebody said, you can train everything. Let's just not eat animals at all. I can't go with you on that.
Yeah, some animals are a little delicious.
They are tasty sometimes.
Yeah.
And
it does seem like chickens are stupid.
Right.
So,
I mean, there's nothing going. Look at a chicken's eyes.
Right.
And tell me they have thoughts.
It technically has a brain, but it doesn't use it. Like, I don't think you can train a chicken.
No.
Right?
No. Of course.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure people would be like, yeah, no, we had a pet chicken. It was great. Okay, cool. Did you eat it? You didn't? Good.
Okay, let me tell you something. Here's how dumb chickens are.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth grade, our classroom had chicks.
Okay.
And they were like, they weren't like teeny tiny anymore. They were getting kind of bigger.
Yeah.
And it was my turn to take them home for the weekend, which obviously I was thrilled to do.
Right, right.
One of those chicks, her name was Dottie, ate chicken.
They're dumb.
Like, and loved it.
Yeah.
So.
Because they're so dumb.
Because they're stupid.
Was that a choice or was that an accident? Did somebody in your house feed a chicken?
My brother gave it chicken.
That's so mean.
That's dark.
I know, literally.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay. Love it, guys. Yay.
Kevin goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. It's a labor of love that is more love than labor because he doesn't research them enough. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know 1 in 18 people have a third nipple known as polythelia?
Polythelia?
The third nipple is caused by a mutation.
One in 18?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know.
Can I tell you something?
Do you have a third nipple?
No, my nipples are pristine, and I only have two of them.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised you don't have a third nipple, Gavin.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm another oddity. I've got webbed toes.
I know, and maybe that's what it is, but if you said, and Kevin, tell me if I'm wrong here, if Gavin was, and he would say it proudly, too.
Oh, like, I would say it proudly.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, I have a third nipple. Wouldn't you be like... Yeah, that tracks.
Who wouldn't? If I had a third nipple, I would tell somebody.
Yeah. I don't think that it's something you can stimulate, just so you know. I'm pretty sure it just looks like a mole.
We would try.
Yeah.
Try to milk it.
My nipples are sensitive AF. I love my nipples. And like, if I had a third one, good. More for me. So okay, is it a functional, is Katie right? Is it a non-functional nipple? Is it not hooked up to anything?
I'm going to guess it's not hooked up to anything. It's kind of like just excess skin that was caused during the mutation of your body forming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know platypuses sweat milk?
What?
Wow, we are really on the milk train today.
They sweat milk?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That is
no. Why is that disgusting?
First of all, the platypus is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody else is going to say it.
It's just, it is literally the worst thing, the worst animal that I can picture on the planet.
It seems like a joke.
Right. It seems like something that wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, we didn't mean it to go this way.
Yes, yes. And now you're going to tell me, because they're already poisonous, too.
Are they?
Wow, I'm learning so much.
I think they have like a poisonous barb on their foot or something like that, like a stingray. And now you're going to tell me that they sweat milk, too?
So is that how they feed their babies?
Yes. So instead of having nipples, they just sweat it out. And that's how they feed their babies with
the milk. So their babies just have to lick them?
Yeah.
Man, what? All these people with a third nipple should donate them to the platypus, the platypi.
Do platypi have nipples at all?
No, no nipples.
What a joke of an animal.
Wow, that's mean.
No, it is.
Yeah.
It feels like in a kid's storybook, how you can sometimes like take one piece of this animal and put a bear's head on it.
What a mess.
They are poisonous.
What a freaking mess.
Can you describe it? Oh, you have it open now.
Yeah.
But prior to you looking at it, I wanted to see if you could describe it.
And are they covered in fur or feathers?
Neither.
That tracks.
Right.
It's a substance that only exists on Earth on a platypus.
Yeah.
What a dumb animal. All right. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know our dead cells are eaten by other cells in our body? Don't worry. It's meant to happen.
Wow. What a roller coaster. It just took us on.
Okay.
So how do they eat? They absorb.
Yeah, well, okay, so when your cells die, okay, we all know that white blood cells kind of, like, help heal that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go on.
Is there more?
That's how they do it.
Oh, okay, that was
The white blood cells eat the dead blood cells.
Are you talking about those cells?
What cells? I'm talking about white and dead.
Skin cells.
Didn't you say skin cells?
Nope, I said dead cells.
Just dead cells.
Just dead cells.
I don't know that our cells died.
Yeah, that's sad.
Well, yeah, if you bruise your finger or something, some of the blood red cells burst. That's why you get that purple color to it.
Okay.
They're dead. They don't regrow after they burst.
Dead?
That's why we bruise?
Yes.
That's all dead.
And your heart produces more cells to fill up that.
That's definitely not what happens.
How? He's a biology major.
I understand, but the heart is not creating cells.
Where you get your red cells from then?
I don't know, but
right.
It's not.
Right, okay. So I have the biology degree.
Okay. Yeah,
this does seem like one of those things, Katie, where every once in a while he says something so stupid, like platypus's sweat and milk, and it turns out to be true.
You're right.
I'm not saying you're right, Kevin, but I'm saying that this has been a whirlwind, and I wasn't prepared for it.
Wow. That's why I prepared you for it.
Now, when they eat a dead cell, does it make them stronger? Is it like a zombie?
It's kind of like, you know how your house cleaner sucks up the dust? It's kind of
like
that.
You mean like a Roomba?
Yeah. Okay. So white blood cells are like Roomba when they're eating the
blood.
But
then I have to empty the bin of my Roomba. So does
I think you just pee it out.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, it was Did You Know with Kevin. Thank you. That was fascinating and disgusting. Hey, we've got breaking news, guys. Breaking news. We need breaking news music. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
There is still no Pope.
Oh, wait, no, the smoke hasn't come out yet.
I know.
Yeah, so there's still no Pope.
Literally at any moment. Smoke could come out of the chimney.
But it doesn't ever happen this fast, right?
Probably not. No, probably not. But yes, that's how we know if a new pope has been decided. If black smoke comes out of the chimney, no pope. If white smoke comes out of the chimney, pope.
You Catholics.
And you know what? I love this. I've seen it. The Vatican. I've been inside of it. It's gigantic. It's its own city, basically. This building. And the chimney for what the... The special papal smoke comes out of is this teeny tiny, little itty bitty, little tea kettle of a chimney. Yeah. And I love that CNN all morning long has done live coverage of
just that chimney.
It's
up
down
close.
The corner. It's that they've got a camera on it.
Yep.
On it. And you know what?
And are people gathered out there too?
Oh, yeah. You see everybody in front of the Vatican?
I mean, I got to tell you, I love the pomp and circumstance of it all.
Oh, I do too.
I love that we haven't changed it. We haven't modernized it. I don't fully understand it all, but I don't need to. There are lots of things in this world I don't understand. It doesn't make them wrong.
So I've said it before. I'll say it again. You should watch the movie Conclave.
I tried.
You tried?
I think I fell asleep.
If you we'll try it again, because especially if you love the pomp and circumstance, it's all very accurate as to like how the ceremony, it works behind the scenes that we don't get to see. It's pretty cool. Uh-oh, there are birds by the chimney.
Yeah, there's some birds by the chimney. Okay. And there's nobody there to shoo them away.
Do you think those seagulls by the chimney are just like any other a-hole?
Who's walking behind a reporter?
Bruh! They're broadcasting down on K Street. Let's go.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
We're going to scream, go Eagles.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out on the way.
There's a baby seagull.
There's a baby seagull. And you know what people say? Have you ever seen a baby seagull? Yes, there's one on CNN right now.
Oh, my God.
Hanging out by the chimney. Big Catholics, these birds.
I was just going to say.
Those birds wanted to be able to say, we were there. There is some...
What?
What?
Did I just see white smoke come out of the Vatican?
Everybody's clapping.
People are crying.
We got a pope.
Wait, do we have a pope? Oh!
We got a pope.
We got a pope.
How about that? Huh?
Wow.
Congratulations,
who
us.
In charge
I mean,
of who gets to be the smoke person?
Really, really. We did it, guys.
Wow.
Who is it?
I don't know. We're going to find out some details. Look how happy everybody is. Never mind. Screw sleep paralysis.
Well, you know what? I think this was a blessing.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Listen, we're going to come back with as much details as we can. The new pope has been selected, but we don't know who this pope is. We've been waiting and waiting. And the way that it works now is they sent the white smoke up the chimney instead of the black smoke.
We had 24, we had like... live coverage of the chimney before the smoke came out. So we got to see in real time it happen.
So the white smoke was sent up instead of the black smoke. So we know a pope has been selected. But now we are waiting for the new pope to come out on the balcony. As of right now, the front runners for who the new pope could be a guy named, oh man, I can't even pronounce some of these names.
Well, no.
But Pierre Battista.
Okay.
This is the guy whose last name is Pizzaballa. And that translates literally to pizza dance, which is very exciting. Luis Antonio Tagal, he's the one from the Philippines.
Okay.
Kevin's very excited and hopeful about that one.
Because there's never been an Asian pope, right?
That is correct, yeah. Okay. And also another guy, what's his name? I think I lost it for a second. Pietro Parolin, that's the one from Italy. The first guy, Pizza.
What about the guy from
Pizza Dance
Africa?
He's not one of the front runners.
Really?
But I mean, it could be him. We're just waiting to see who comes out. The fact that they picked a pope in 2 days is pretty crazy.
Yeah, because usually it takes how long? Weeks?
I think Pope Francis took a week. But I mean, it is kind of funny though to imagine, like, what if the reason it's taking so long to get him to come out now is because the smoke was sent up on mistake?
Yeah.
Like, what if the smoke guy? Somebody, one of the cardinals goes up to the smoke guy and goes like, did you send up the black smoke? And he's like, sure did.
Because they're about his business.
They're sequestered. They don't know what's going on. And somebody's just like, hey, there's white smoke. And the guy just goes,
oh, S. He goes, holy S.
Yeah.
Okay, so what
quick, pick a pope.
What I think is funny is that, so, you know, they have the smoke. They have, like, drummers come out.
Yeah.
They have, you said it's the Swedish Guard.
I think it's the Swiss Army.
Something like
Swiss
the Swiss
Army.
Guard. Yeah. And they're in real fluffy, funny costumes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that means, like, do they stand and wait for the smoke to come out in uniform?
They don't know. Yeah.
Right. So that means everybody has to be ready and in their little costume.
Right. Yep.
And then, you know, the drummers are ready. Get in line. The smoke's about to come out. And then it's black smoke. And they're just like, God damn it.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, I mean, they're not the Swiss Guard. I can't pronounce it. It doesn't matter. Oh, no, they are Swiss. Yeah, Pontification Swiss Guards. Yeah. So anyway, listen, we're like everybody else that's in Vatican City right now, just standing around waiting for this guy to come out on the balcony so that we can all figure out who it's going to be. The three front runners, by the way, the youngest one, 67. Now, I know that with age comes wisdom.
Sure.
But don't you kind of want to pick a pope that's going to be around?
So I'm going to be very honest.
Yeah.
I do not know what the Pope does.
It runs the Catholic Church.
Which means what?
I mean, you guide it spiritually and morally and politically.
See, because it's
imagine you're now one of the heavy hitters on the world stage.
Okay, but you have to remember they're going by the Catholic Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the book's been pretty much the same for a long time.
Pretty much.
So there's not a lot changing in Catholicism on a day-to-day basis.
That's true.
So would like to know the daily duties of a pope. Wakes up, puts on his hat.
They do a lot of blessing. A lot of blessing.
Okay,
I think every day
true.
They bless somebody.
Okay, that's true.
They do, now, I don't know.
They lead church?
Pope Francis, sir, Mass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so they got that under their belt.
They do that at least once a week.
Okay.
I think they do it several times a week.
Okay, so that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's also like, they're kind of like the general in charge of an army.
I know, but you're saying in charge of something that we're still telling people what's going on with smoke.
Yeah.
There's not a lot changing.
That's true. But like, if you look at like what Pope Francis did, he did a lot. Like,
he traveled a lot.
He traveled a lot, but he also guided the direction and made the whole Catholic Church more progressive, more accepting of especially LGBT people, was a huge representative of the poor, where the Catholic Church kind of got away from that stuff for a little bit. Recognized women as a more important role. Mm. Sad that we're doing that now in the 21st century, but still, though, progress is a game of inches. We still don't know who the Pope is. Stand by. We'll be back because we want to know as much as you do at this point. I'm getting pissed. Getting pissed at the new Pope.
Okay, whoa.
It's been 35 minutes since the white smoke came out of the chimney.
Kevin, he just found out.
I know.
He just found out. Maybe he has to tell his parents.
Now, this is something we've been talking about behind the scenes. And Katie, sadly, it's not going to happen for you.
What?
But there's a chance that the Pope, who has to pick a new name based on a saint, he could be Pope Gavin. And I looked it up.
We did find out that, yeah.
There were two St. Gavins. And there's also been a St. Kevin.
Oh.
What the F?
So we could have a Pope Kevin.
Ooh.
Which I'm not going to lie, Pope Kevin sounds hysterical.
You don't think Pope Gavin does?
Pope Gavin.
Guess who else is named Gavin? Little boys.
That's true.
You're the only grown-up Gavin. You and Newsom.
That's true. That's true. But Gavin at least sounds like an older name than Kevin does. Kevin sounds very contemporary.
Young,
yeah, I guess
hip,
so.
Fun.
But I mean, yeah, right. It does sound fun. If you're Pope Kevin, think about how many Home Alone memes there'd be.
Wow, like, yes.
So, I mean, hysterical. So, I don't know. I'm keeping my fingers crossed while we wait for this guy to come out onto the balcony that we're going to get a Pope Gavin. Kevin, you can pray for Pope Kevin, okay?
I'll pray.
All right. What's coming up on Kicking It With Kev, by the way?
Well, let me find
a brand new question. He's not used to it.
No, because I left my paper somewhere.
Oh, no. Dude.
I'm so mad at you. Why do you always do this to me?
Because I'm trying to promote your stupid show.
Okay. Wow. It's not stupid. Oh, here. I found it.
Okay, great.
I found it.
All right. What's coming up? We still don't know. Okay. I'll help you out. At 11 o'clock, he's got your second number for the Disneyland pin.
Yes, I do.
There you go.
And? Today's a national day.
Today is... it's a national day.
For no socks, so...
Okay. Well, really?
I tell you how to get in with Mother Earth.
I've been celebrating No Sock Day almost my whole adult life.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
I know. I'm not proud of it, but... All right, have a great day. And Katie, you have a good day. Kevin, you have a good day.
I won't.
And alrighty, and we will talk to you guys at 5 o'clock for the random retro on 106.5 The End. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.